This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Never will return. Let it stay free, 'cause even roots the world.
If Bill Gates in the cheesy Star Wars universe was Emperor Palpatine, his Darth Vader is Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, he works for his foundation. He's a front man the whole time of Microsoft. Like, IBM created Microsoft to get around antitrust. Microsoft then created Facebook to get around it with the CIA. There's the Breitbart article. Report, half of Trump's Twitter and Facebook posts since Election Day flagged as misinformation. Look at that smile. It's so funny when we're sleeping. But look at this report. It's on Infowars.com by Kellen McBreen. Philly Steele, registered Democrat, warns of coup against the President of the United States. Here is the video.
My name is Brian McCaffrey. I'm a registered Democrat in the city of Philadelphia. Today, I'm at the Philadelphia Convention Center, and I am overseeing the ballot counters. I will let you know the corruption that is going on here. They will not allow us within 30 to 100 feet to supervise the ballots being counted. This is a coup against the President of the United States of America, and I want to call out the Mayor of Philadelphia, James Kenney, the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro,
who tweeted that there's no way Donald Trump can win President of the United States of America, and also the District Attorney of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right before my eyes. This has nothing to do with Joe Biden or Donald Trump. This has to do with our democracy, and I will tell you, there is corruption at the highest level in the city of Philadelphia.
That's right, and we don't just have to believe him. We know they just found 20-something thousand ballots that were all for Joe Biden. I mean, again, if you found 20 all for Biden, it'd be suspicious. 100, you'd say impossible. 20-something thousand? That was yesterday. And you see, Fox News are like, there's no evidence of fraud. There's no evidence of fraud. There's no fraud. Look into my eyes. It's like the snake in Jungle Book. Yeah. Go to sleep. Let me eat you. What an incredible time to be alive. We've got Matt Bracken coming up, going to take over. But this is sick. This is evil. And they keep counting all these new ballots that keep showing up in Georgia. And now they're saying, Joe Biden, the guy that fought Corn Pop. Was it Corn Pop? The guy that had roaches on his legs? You know, not just smart white kids. You know, black kids can do good. I mean, you know, that guy that says he's his son, he's his grandma, he's his... Out of their minds, ladies and gentlemen, and all over the place as this comes out. All over the place as the fraud comes out. What does Facebook and Twitter and Google do? They block it. And I'm going to ask the question I've been asking since this show started 3 hours ago. Where's Trump? Where is 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 Trump? And look, they're blocking his tweets. Look at it. Some or all the content shared on this tweet is disputed and might be misleading about an election or other civic process. I told you once they did the steal, they would start blocking. And now they're saying they're going to just completely block it altogether when they announce Biden's the winner. And here's Trump's failure. I'll explain when we come back from break, because this is we need to learn from this war. I give Trump a 30% chance we pull this out, prove the fraud. But no, it's we're a judge nation. Nobody came for those babies getting chopped up, 62 million of them. Nobody came for all the kids getting kidnapped by the left, you know, putting torture rings. And so we just had it good too long, and God's sick of us not caring and not being involved. And so God says, I'm going to burn you now. I'm going to show you what it's like. And let me tell you, they're going to have a depression, the likes of which you've never seen. They're going to break you, they think. But I think in that, you're going to find God again. I know I am. I know I'm a decadent slob as well. At least I know I'm one. We're going to play the Tucker Carlson piece again and go right back to the intel straight ahead. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level, and we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, and despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In a lot of ways, unfortunately, what happened last night could not have been worse for this country, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our future. The outcome of our presidential election was seized from the hands of voters, where, of course, it rightly belongs, and now resides in the control of lawyers and courts and highly partisan, clearly corrupt big city bureaucrats. So no matter what happens next, that is a tragedy. Many Americans will never again accept the results of a presidential election. That story is still unfolding tonight, obviously, and we're going to follow it as honestly as we can wherever it leads. We'll begin with that in just a minute. But first, we want to acknowledge the good news. And believe it or not, there is some good news, regardless of everything else that has happened. And here it is. America remains. It's still here. That's the first and most important thing. And it's not a foregone conclusion. We almost lost it. Democrats told us they wanted to beat Donald Trump. They spent more money than anyone ever has in any election in history to do that. But there was a lot more going on. Democrats didn't harness the full power of big tech and the billionaire class simply to make Joe Biden president. No. What they really wanted was total control over everything. No more democracy, no more dissent, permanent obedience from the rest of us. And they came shockingly close to getting that. If Democrats had won the White House and the Senate last night, the country as we know it would have ended. Not because Democrats have bad ideas, though they do, but because Democrats plan to impose an entirely new system on our country. Not an agenda, a system. With nothing to check their power, the left fully intended to eliminate the traditional American balances within our government, along with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that constrain their power. We're not overstating this. Joe Biden's party planned to turn our highest court into a partisan political weapon. They admitted that. They wrote magazine articles about how they planned to do it. Then they planned to pack the Congress of the United States, the legislative branch, by adding new states to our union, purely for the Senate seats. We're not speculating there either. They admitted that too. Then they planned to pack the electorate itself, the ultimate corruption in a democracy. 20 million foreign nationals added to our voter rolls overnight. That was their agenda. How would any of that improve the United States of America? Well, they never claimed that it would. Making this country better was never the point. The point was to create a permanent Democratic majority, a one-party state with complete control over the population. Never in our history has any mainstream political party proposed an agenda more radical than this. They didn't talk about it much. There's a reason for that, of course. They didn't want to scare you. But it was entirely real. And last night, it came very close to happening. We should all be deeply grateful that it didn't. We're telling you this because we want to be clear about the stakes involved. This isn't a matter of opinions and a difference between those opinions. This isn't about policy. It's about the system that all of us live under, that governs this country. That's what's at stake. So keep that in mind as we move forward.
Absolute takeover. And I get it why people thought, in fact, we have that piece Rob Dew gave, the archivist got together of me in the last 4 months. predicting what's happening right now. But again, I didn't predict it. The globalists say what they're going to do, so their minions read it in the newspaper and think, oh, we're in charge. We can carry this out. It's a confidence game. It's an exercise in raw power. And don't you think I wish none of this was true? I want that to sink in. I know for the general audience, you know as much of this as I do or more. But for new listeners that tune in and think, oh, Alex Jones is a funny thing. He's entertaining. He's a joke, whatever. Because the media used to take things out of context and make it look like a joke. I embraced it, made us bigger. Just I like humor. It wasn't some Machiavellian plan I had. But I just sit here sick now looking at the fact that there are so many people that think the money they're getting from the Chi-Coms is going to be worth something in the future after they gut this country and the whole world slides into hell. There's war written all over this. There's death and depression. I mean, you smell it coming out of there. You don't even need to go down the hole to know that it's really nasty down there. But the left, our left-hand path, they love their father, the devil. They love death. They love the father of lies. And they're always going to try to go down that hole. And they always want to take us with them, you see. That's the archetype. Remember the old movie Poltergeist? Where there's the cult leader who took everybody out to the desert to die, and then his spirit's still there holding the spirits of the children? That's an allegory of what this is. They want to take us with them. And we have to say, no, we're not going with you. We're done. And realize that it's not our bodies or even our lives at the end of the day that are sacrosanct. It's our spirits. And we need to make that right decision. It's not about fearing he who can kill the body, but he can kill the soul. So I'm going to hand this over to Matt Bracken, and then I'll be on the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Steve Pachinik today. Please spread the word about Infowars.com/show, band.video, 79days.news, all the sites. That's how we override the censors. I've got everybody emailing me, calling me. We're being flooded with everyone that hadn't been on YouTube in months. They're all being banned. They're all being blocked. They're going through everybody that's been identified as a patriot for this coup, and they're blocking and freezing or banning your account. This is a takeover. When the lights go out, the communications go out, that's when the troops start coming down in the parachutes, metaphysically. This is it. This is the big assault. At least you're full-grown adults. You're not a baby in the womb, got chopped up, didn't have a chance. So we deserve what's about to happen. Get close to Jesus and wake up, or get your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. Yeah, go ahead and play that report, the one that Rob Dew gave us. It's like 5 minutes long, but we're going to play the one more where I predict all of the stuff that's now happening. That was the one I talked about. We have that? Also, no need for that either. All right, we're going to push Matt Bracken back because we're going to have a moment of clarity here. Rob came in about 2 hours ago, and he said, we've got this video. And I said, hey, that's wonderful. Just tell them about it. We'll have it. No problem. Take care of it. And we had a little meetings about it. And now we don't have it. But I'm not mad. I love it. It's okay. But so, it's all of us. Phones and computers have habituated us not to get face-to-face and have a meeting. So my crew works their ass off. They're amazing. But they produce so much information that if they don't face-to-face and have that decision, it never happens. So that's okay. Because it's not bad to have a mistake on a live show. We're going to air that on air. It's going to happen. If I have to host the next 5 hours, it's going to happen. So that's what all this is about. Now, as I said, I've only covered a thimble of this. Let's play the clip again. Philly Steele, registered Democrat, warns of coup against the POTUS. And here he is saying, I'm a Democrat. I'm witnessing this. And it's not just him saying it. In Philadelphia, they've kicked the poll watchers out. I've seen all the articles, all the videos. Same thing in Michigan. Same thing. Congressman. I always forget his name, and I think it's the name of the bad guy in Ghostbusters. Gozer. Gozer the Destroyer. Gozer the Traveler. He goes down there. I'm not teasing him. He's a great guy. He has a funny Ghostbusters name. And they won't let him in, even though under law they're supposed to. They're not letting congressmen in Maricopa County, Arizona. So that's the level this has gotten to. That's the craziness. That's the insanity. That's how sick all of this is. It's how funny they think it is. Again, why would they put in 20-something thousand votes in Philadelphia, 130-something in Michigan? When I heard that a day ago, that all of them are Biden, I didn't believe it. I went and looked it up. They're all for Biden. That is crapping on someone and rubbing it in. Here's what the young man had to say about what he's witnessing in Philadelphia.
My name is Brian McCaffrey. I'm a registered Democrat in the city of Philadelphia. Today, I'm at the Philadelphia Convention Center, and I am overseeing the ballot counters. I will let you know the corruption that is going on here. They will not allow us within 30 to 100 feet to supervise the ballots being counted. This is a coup against the President of the United States of America, and I want to call out the Mayor of Philadelphia, James Kenney, the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro,
who tweeted that there's no way Donald Trump can win President of the United States of America, and also the District Attorney of Philadelphia,
Larry Krasner. I can't believe what I'm seeing right before my eyes. This has nothing to do with Joe Biden or Donald Trump. This has to do with our democracy, and I will tell you, there is corruption at the highest level in the city of Philadelphia.
If this hasn't already happened, I'll bet you $1 million he's banned right now. Because big tech runs Chi-Com death camps, and they don't let dirty Americans have speech. They only let Silicon Valley rule you. This is a technocracy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
I got to play this clip now. Here's a compilation we put together a few minutes long, and Matt Bracken will take over. I'll be on the war room with Owen Schroeder, so much more. I am thinking I'm planning to get on an airplane and either go to Arizona or go to Georgia. Let me ask Matt Bracken this question. I'm going to play this clip. Matt, where do you think people need to be the most on the ground? Is it Detroit? Is it Arizona? Is it Georgia? They're trying to steal them all right now. They already got Detroit.
It's a multi-front war. I would probably say Philadelphia, because if it doesn't happen in Pennsylvania, it doesn't matter. The other ones are peripheral. You know, all of the pathways for Trump require Pennsylvania.
That's right. All roads lead through there. Here's my predictions. So folks know we're not playing games. And Matt Bracken, enemiesfarandomestic.com, takes over. Here it is. This is July 2020. This will be a contested election. It's going to be a disaster. The mail-in ballots, the fraud. And if Trump points any of that out, or you do, you're a dictator. Even though the Democrats win, and if they lose, I think right now there's anywhere near a fair election, they're going to lose. The silent majority is really pissed. But they don't care. They will contest it. And when Trump says you're there wrong, they're going to activate folks to burn the country down. And with 99 days out, this is all a beta test drill for that. And the censorship's in place, and the AI kill switch is in place. And Trump has not gotten control of the Obama kill switch, but the deep state still has, or the globalists that are installed at all those levels. They've said they're going to contest the election. The Democrats are. Then if Trump contests it, which we saw in 2000 with Republicans, co-contested, clearly, again, they're going to contest if they don't win. They're already engaged in fraud. And then if Trump challenges it, they're going to say he's a dictator and burn everything down.
I believe that if we had an honest election, that means an election in which only people who were legally eligible to vote voted, I don't believe there's much question the president would win. My problem is that I don't think that there will be an honest election at this point. They intend to steal the election, and they want to limit the president's ability to legally object to that theft. So it is peremptory. You can see exactly what they're doing. I don't think we're going to get an honest election, and the president has to reserve his ability to object illegally. I believe that the next election, sadly, is going to get decided in the courts.
Well, you know how the scam works. They mail these out at the homes of dead people. They mail these out at the homes of people that know they're getting the ballots of dead people. And they mail these out to people whose cat died 10 years ago, and then somebody else fills it out. And then when they get a lot of these ballots back, they can just falsify them however they want. This is the takeover. And they've already said that if Trump challenges this, he's a dictator. So they're already saying, we're going to steal it. And if you challenge it, you're a dictator, and we're going to arrest whoever aids you. That was the Washington Post headline. If any of his cabinet doesn't agree, we'll put you in jail too. So see, it's now a reign of terror. And they tell you, chaos is coming, but if Trump doesn't agree to what we say comes out of the chaos, it's his fault. That's why they invoked this for the election, and Trump had better take action with 88 days out. They officially say they're going to contest if they don't win, and that they're going to ignore the Senate, they're going to ignore the Supreme Court.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an amazing time to be here with this big show I'm so glad. I'm so grateful for the opportunity. We're all right now obviously focused on the election, as we should be. But, you know, we don't want to just cover the same ground, exactly the same ground over and over again. We're all pretty tuned in. I'd like to pull the focus out more globally right now and look at this current coup, which is what's going on. I want to look at this current coup from a global perspective. Right now, there's a guy at the World Economic Forum named Klaus Schwab. He's really just a George Soros sock puppet and mouthpiece. He sounds exactly like Dr. Evil. This is all part of the Great Reset. Even a couple months ago, if you talked about the Great Reset on Facebook or Twitter, you'd get banned for talking about an evil conspiracy theory. Now they're just coming right out and talking about it. So what is so important about this coup? What is so important about getting Biden into the White House by any means at all? You know, even really an obvious, heavy-handed attempt to stuff the ballot boxes in a half-dozen swing states. It's because for this Great Reset, Trump has to go. It can't work with Trump blocking their path. They need a compliant, Chi-Com globalist corporate lackey like Joe Biden, an empty vessel, or a willing communist like Kamala Harris. That's the only way that they can pull off this Great Reset, which is all based on the timing of the pandemic. You know, they have to do this while people still have the fear up over this pandemic. That's why they're doing it in such an obvious and an overt way. In fact, this is actually going to work to our benefit, to Trump's benefit, because they've just jumped the shark. They've gone so far beyond what's plausible. You know, you can do this with an Al Franken in a Senate race here and there. You know, but you can't do this at a presidential level with such obvious coordination, you know, from one state to another state, from Pennsylvania to Arizona, you know, from Georgia to Detroit. And it's so obvious what's going on. You know, when you have hundreds of thousands of ballots showing up at 4 o'clock in the morning during a convenient timeout when all the observers are supposed to be gone. Thankfully, there were people with cameras watching all of these doors to see the the vans roll up and the wagons and the coolers going in with the fake ballots. And in the next couple segments on the show, I'm going to talk about some of the cheating methods that they use, but one that's going to really blow up in their face is when you have 10,000 ballots show up, and not only are they all for Biden, but Biden is the only block circled, the only ballot marking is for Biden, not for Senate, not for anybody. That's when they're doing these ballot fraud parties, and they're marking them as fast as possible, just pull up the corner, hit Biden. Pull up the corner, hit Biden. That's how you get so many Biden votes. But when they do a hand recount, which I think it's going to come to it, Trump is a fighter. He's not a squish. He's not going to roll over. When they go to a manual recount and they have real observers, like back in Florida with the hanging chads, when they are looking at every single ballot and you see ballot after ballot with nothing filled out except for a Biden circle that they can just run them into the machine full speed, but nothing else is filled out. The fraud is going to be so obvious. This is going to backfire against the Democrats, and it's going to put Trump back into the White House with more power than ever. We'll talk about that on the other side.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
So important for the globalists to do anything possible to get Biden put in the White House. Trump has got to be destroyed. That is the bottom line. You know, the first book that I wrote 15 years ago now, Enemies Foreign and Domestic. Let me tell you something. Foreign enemies are a problem. Foreign enemies are tough. But domestic enemies are 100 times harder and worse, because they are embedded right inside of the system like a cancer. They're woven right into your own, you know, into your own glands and you know, lungs and heart. They're not gone even after almost 4 years of Trump. They have just dug in. And this is why they're so hard to eradicate. They are the permanent bureaucracy. They're what we call the deep state. In this segment, I'm going to talk about this coup, and I'm going to compare it to two other historical moments. One is the Valkyrie plot against Hitler in World War II. We've all seen the Tom Cruise movie. You know, he's not my favorite actor, but it's a good history film. In that movie, obviously they're trying to get rid of Hitler. And they have a pretty good plot. They put a bomb in the bunker with him, but it doesn't kill Hitler. They try to take down the communications and then run their own communications network from Berlin, putting out the news that Hitler is dead and we're now in charge. And if Hitler had died, maybe it would have worked. But in the midst of this coup, everybody was sitting on the fence. All of the power players were waiting to see which way will it go. You know, if it looks like Hitler might make a comeback, nobody's going to go to SS headquarters and arrest the SS. Or if they do, they're going to quickly leave. So this is the moment right now in America, in Washington, when power players are waiting to see which way this is going to tilt. Now, another comparison I will make is to 1991 in Moscow, when the communists tried to do a last-minute coup at the Parliament building in Moscow, and Boris Yeltsin got up on the tank. That's when it was conclusively shown that the Soviet troops were not going to open fire on Russians, you know, to keep the communists in power. Yeltsin got on the tank. The soldiers refused to go against the people. The coup plotters inside of the Parliament had to slink away. This is literally the type of a moment that we are in right now, a Valkyrie moment, a Moscow 1991 moment. This is when the power players, the snakes, are waiting to see, does it look like Trump is going to, you know, get through this, or does it look like they're going to be dealing with President Biden? You know, this is a moment when we should be seeing senators not just blowing their own horn like Lindsey Graham doing his congratulation dance. We should see Lindsey Graham in Pennsylvania. You know, we should see these guys at the vote, you know, not just some unknown congressman. We should be seeing senators demanding to get in to watch the recount. This is a moment where we're in the middle of a power play. It's great that Trump supporters are outside of all of these ballot counting facilities. But if they can't get in to watch it, we may never know what happened. And if the Supreme Court punts again and doesn't hear the case, Biden is going to win. So we're in that moment where everybody is just waiting for the wind. Is it going to come from the north or the south? Will it be cold or hot? Which way am I going to trim my sails so that I can still be in a power position regardless of who is president next year? Now is the time when courageous people will make their mark on history, like Yeltsin climbing up on the tank. If they don't, if these Republican senators hide under their desks during this moment of truth and don't get out in front of the Trump crowds, then they're just, I don't know what to say about them. It's extremely cowardly. We need some Boris Yeltsin courage here. We need them to go to these counting facilities in each of these disputed states. Otherwise, you can bet Brennan, Comey, Clapper, they're watching minute by minute, just like an Operation Valkyrie coup or a, you know, Yeltsin Moscow coup. These power players are just smugly waiting, thinking, couple more electoral votes, we declare victory, and that's it. We're back in power. You know, it won't be Brennan, it'll be Gina Haspel, who it might as well be Brennan. Haspel is Brennan's puppet. So the same evil people that Trump partially expelled are going to be fully back in power if this coup goes through. And that's exactly what it is. It's a coup. And we need some courage now. I love seeing all of the Trump people out waving flags. and trying to, you know, bang on doors where they can, taking pictures of everything. Like James O'Keefe said last hour, everybody needs to be a news reporter. You know, everybody needs to be filming everything 24 hours a day. But we can't count on the Supreme Court to save us. Barrett might recuse herself. Roberts will vote with the Democrats. And that's it. Biden wins. Short of an absolute shooting civil war, Biden will win. The deep state will be completely triumphant. We'll never see the Durham report. It'll be down the memory hole. We'll see, you know, all of the worst things that Kamala Harris and Biden want to do, they'll try. I don't even take it for granted that we're going to keep the Senate. I keep hearing how we're holding on to the Senate, but then I see the numbers and it looks like 48 and 48. If they can pull Biden through, don't be surprised if they somehow pull out the same kind of shenanigans to get a couple more senators, Democrat senators. If they have 50 senators plus Kamala Harris, they can pack the Supreme Court. They can make states out of D.C. and Puerto Rico. That's the Venezuela plan. Remember, in Venezuela, the first time that Hugo Chavez was elected, conservatives thought, don't worry, the next election, they'll be so unpopular, we'll win in a landslide. But they packed the Supreme Court and there wasn't another fair election. So don't count on holding the Senate. Don't count on somehow Trump, you know, weaving his way through. You know, you can't plan on a hope. That's what they say in the military. Hope is not a plan. You need to be proactive and very positive. And this is, it's not enough even for just ordinary citizens and you know, Twitter people and bloggers that are doing great work, and I'm watching them, I'm following them. But we need some senators, some people at that level. And I also wonder, where is Trump? You know, he's tweeting. Maybe his advisors are telling him to lay low. I'm not sure about the optics of it, you know, that whether it'll be better or worse if he comes out. You know, it might be time for Trump himself to do a Boris Yeltsin moment and go up to Pennsylvania with the phalanx of the U.S. Marshals and say, I want to see what's going on. I mean, that, I'm sure that people are thinking in these terms. Maybe that would be bad optics. But certainly there are Republican senators that are currently hiding under their desks like the cowards during Operation Valkyrie, you know, who are waiting to see which way the coup to go. Now's the time for people that are brave to stand up and be counted. Otherwise, we're going to wake up, you know, in a Biden world, and I'm not counting on keeping the Senate. I think we're being gaslighted with all this talk about, don't worry, at least we have the Senate. You know, we've even lost Fox News. That's obvious now. Outside of Tucker Carlson and a couple of the nighttime people, Fox has gone over to the dark side. Yeah, we saw that on election night with them calling Arizona. You know, that was completely Fox going to the dark side. So we're watching the combo channels being shut down just like in a coup. And we'll continue this on the other side of the break.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
And now it's time to do or die. We can't hope that the Supreme Court is going to save us. We can't hope that we keep the Senate. We have to push through this coup. We can't say, oh, it's all right if Biden wins. We have to take it like, take the loss like gentlemen. That's the old sucker loser rhino Republicans. You know, they want to still be invited to the parties. So they'd rather lose with grace than fight. We are in a street fight now. You know, one of the hallmarks of a coup is shutting down the communications. When you see the President of the United States have his tweets blocked so that they can't be shared, you can see it, but you can't share it and you can't comment on it. This is censorship. When you see all of the mainstream media out other than Fox didn't report on Tony Bobulinski 2 weeks before the election, the laptop story plus the Tony Bobulinski information proves that the Bidens are sold out to the Chinese communists. The entire media world never said the word Tony Bobulinski. This is Soviet-level propaganda. Now Fox has joined this. They've got, out of all the networks, in a way, they're the worst. They've got the Arizona firmly in the Biden category, and they did that election night with something like 15% of the votes in, based on nothing more than, like, you know, mystery polling.
And when you dig down and find out who was it that was behind that calling of Arizona, Fox has put some real never-Trumpers into positions of authority. You know, I love Donald Trump, but he has some character flaws that have hurt him. And one of them is going on personal attacks when it's really just going to boomerang on him. Last week he went on Fox and Friends in the morning, and he really dissed Fox, and they deserve it. Okay, as you know, I'm not saying that Tucker, you're great, the Fox and Friends are great, but the daytime programming, the weekend programming, might as well be CNN. I think the Murdoch family took that as a real insult and basically declared war on Fox, Fox declared war on Trump. The night of the election, I was watching most of the regulars, the Katie Pavliches, these type of people. They looked like they were blinking out torture, like they couldn't believe it. Like, did I wake up in an alternate universe on CNN or MSNBC? But these guys make millions a year. The contributors, the anchors make tens of millions a year. They don't want to lose that, you know, that rice bowl, obviously. But I'm waiting to see if Tucker's going to walk, because I don't see him going for this Fox turning into CNN business. But that's clearly what's happening. And when you see this type of censorship, you know you've got to migrate off of big social media. And Twitter and Facebook are enemy territory. They have a share button. They want you as a sucker to use the Facebook share button. If you're a conservative and you're sharing a link to a conservative subject, you just went down the memory hole. You're like a rabbit in a cage, you know, getting a pellet, thinking you're going to escape. You're not going to escape. It's just a positive feedback loop to make you a happy little, you know, slave. You've got to get onto alternate social media. I mean, there's Minds and MeWe. Personally, I like Gab and Parler a lot better. They're not quite as slick as Facebook and Twitter. They don't have their budget. I get it. But you don't want to ride on the fancy slave bus. Yeah, there's an unair-conditioned, you know, 1950s roll up the window with a crank, you know, truck down the street, but it's free. You can say what you want. Get off the fancy air-conditioned slave bus. Is your convenience that important to you? I mean, this is really an important moment in our history. And it's not just whether the Republicans or the Democrats are going to win, whether Biden gets in and controls the Senate, because I don't think that's a sure thing that we keep it. I think that's like a little bit of sugar on the spoon to get us to swallow Biden. Don't worry, we've got the Senate. We might wake up and we don't have the Senate. We have to fight for Trump now like there is no tomorrow, because if Biden wins and they somehow slime their way to getting 50 senators, there won't be a tomorrow. Ask the Venezuelans who thought they would just lose one election to Hugo Chavez. Once they pack the Supreme Court, it's done. They nail the door shut. Now, we're not Venezuela in a way, because we're way better armed. And something important to look at this is that it's not just whether the Republicans or the Democrats will be in charge of the country. Antifa would like to use this moment. They've been talking about it for months. They would like to use this moment to pour gasoline on the fire as much as possible and ramp this thing up into a full-blown civil war. The worse, the better. They don't care if they don't like Biden. You've seen their banners. They hate Biden practically as much as they hate Trump. They just consider our entire system to be an evil Nazi fascist system. They want to blow the whole thing up. So this is a moment when they're going to probably begin to confront the patriots who are outside of the polling centers and get into, you know, some street battles, like, you know, 1930s Germany-style street battles. So we have to be, you know, aware of this and ready for this. This is also a time when there's a maximum danger of either a false flag or some other type of a terror attack that is going to elevate this from simply being an argument about vote fraud into an argument about right-wing terrorism, so that the media can as we're starting to control the narrative about voter fraud, they're going to say, hey, desperate times calls for desperate measures. Time to kick it up another notch. And that means let's go from the vote fraud story, which is getting traction, and throw this into a right-wing terror equation. And there's nothing easier than a false flag. This is something that's been used throughout history. And the socialists, whether they're communist international socialists or national socialists, they always use false flags so that they can massage the narrative and blame an atrocity on an enemy so that you can make the next move. We're in a very, very dangerous time. You know, this is absolutely no hoping we just can slide through it easily. This is going to take a lot of courage because, you know, I think that the Patriot side caught Antifa and BLM off their game just today and got out in front at the polling centers. Don't expect that to last. You know, that's going to be an around-the-clock thing now. Some of this will be a question of who's willing to stay out there 24 hours a day to film the ballots coming in, you know, to get the good corner positions on the streets to keep Antifa from occupying them. If the Patriots all go home when it's, you know, 5 p.m., so that they can get dinner and, you know, have a nice night in bed, they're going to come back the next day, and it's going to be all black bloc around the voting centers, and their signs are going to say, count every vote. And you won't see another Patriot, you know, talking about vote fraud. It's going to completely shift. But this is our moment. This is our Moscow 1991. I cannot emphasize that enough. This is the time when we have to make the big push. If we don't, if we lay down and take it, if we just think, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. We're going to wake up, and it's not going to be a free country. You know, yeah, it won't. We can probably get through it if we hold the Senate, even if Biden is installed. He'll be a lame duck from day one. But Biden's going to be gone by Easter in any case, either over the corruption or the dementia. So we're going to be talking about President Kamala Harris with at least, you know, 4 years in office to do the most damage possible to this country. And remember, the communists don't want to turn our country necessarily into a communist utopia. It never is. It always winds up like Cuba, Venezuela, or North Korea. What they really want to do is wreck America, just blow it up, because America is the last bastion standing in the way of the synthesis of communism and corporatism that we know as globalism now. America is the last bastion. Trump is the last hero. This is it. If we don't fight for it now, we're going to lose it. You know, there's no, like, Valkyrie part two a month after, because the plotters are all gone. They're wiped out. You know, if Yeltsin hadn't have gotten on the tank, we still might be dealing with communist Russia, communist Soviet Union. So now's the time. We've got to get out and fight for Trump like we never fought before, right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.